Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, Calgary's All Hands on Jane with Hollow Heart from their album Animal Worship. That one came out in August, but the band just sent it over to us this past week, and definitely one of the ones that caught my attention and got me going. Hopefully it's getting you going. We got a busy show for you tonight. We're going to be talking to Ed DeRoche from Apollo Sons about a show they have at the Park Theater on Monday. But before that, of course, Ticket Monster has Go to the Gig, her recommendations for live music to check out. And speaking of live music, Christine Fellows just released her new album, Roses on the Vine, last week at the Goodwill. She also played a house show at the Stew Dome, I believe, over last weekend. We're going to play you a track from Roses on the Vine. This is Unleashed here on 101.5 UMFM.
Drunk, clutch tight, or inside cheering a dirty fight. We Hey, it's Ticket Momster. This week I've got four local shows to recommend. First is loop pedal artist Rihanna. She's playing this Sunday, November 25th, at the Goodwill Social Club. Tickets are at ticketfly.com. Strangely, I've only seen Rihanna once when she opened for Esperanza Spalding during Jazz Fest, like 150 years ago. But she made such an impression on me that I've been dying to see her since then. This performance is the second in Jazz Winnipeg New Sound series, and while the first show showcased Todd Martin's Frankenstein, which was entertaining but weird, I think this performance is going to be a feast for the senses. It includes contemporary dancers and a projection artist who is going to immerse the room in light and color, which sounds really interesting. Marisol Nagash is opening Rihanna's show, which will definitely be a bonus. So again, Rihanna on Sunday, November 25th at the Goodwill Social Club, tickets at ticketfly.com. The next day, Monday, November 26th, is Apollo Suns at the Park Theatre. Tickets are $5 at the door, and all proceeds from that show will be donated to Clinic. They're debuting some new tunes, and they'll also be recording the show. There's two shows I'm recommending for Friday, November the 30th. The first is the newly married Joey Landreth and Roman Clark at the... No, wait, that sounds like they married each other. Okay, no. So, Joey Landreth got married in October. Roman Clark, as far as I know, is not married. But they're both playing together at the Garrick. And the tickets are available at eventbrite.ca. Okay, the second show is Zerada at the Goodwill Social Club, which is a band I saw fairly recently when they opened for the Mariachi Ghost. If you like high-energy shows full of lyrics you can't understand unless you speak Ukrainian, this show is for you. It's an experience. There's just so much fun. Tickets for Zerada's show are at ticketfly.com. Okay, so out of those four, let's play two songs. Let's go with Rihanna's Best of You, followed by an Apollo Suns song. Now, unfortunately, I can't pick the song because it's my policy not to research bands or music before I go to the shows because I just love to be surprised. And I might go to this show, so I'm not gonna pick a song. I'm just gonna get out of here and let Michael pick the song, and he'll tell you what it is after he plays it. Okay? Okay. If you get a second, check out my Facebook page, Ticket Momster. That's Ticket, M-O-M-S-T-E-R. I've got a list of all the shows I'm recommending, as well as stories from previous shows. This past week, I saw the Glorious Suns at the Burt, and it was absolutely incredible. So check out that story. Okay, gotta go. Enjoy the tunes. See you next week. Bye.
Just give me a moment to speak to the best of you.
From Each Day a Different Sun, that's Apollo Suns with An Impossible Bond. That was my pick since Ticket Momster left it in my court. We're going to be talking to Ed Deroche in a few minutes, but before we get to that, we're going to play another instrumental cut for you. This one from William Tyler, member of Lamb Chop and Silver Jews, amongst others. He has a new album coming out soon called Goes West, and here is the first single from it, Failsafe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Well, since we talked to them last, Apollo Suns winning a Western Canadian Music Award and about to cook up some new material. They're playing at the Park Theater next Monday, November 26th. And Ed DeRoche joins me on the line. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a exciting year.
Yeah. So first off, congrats on the award. That's great.
Oh, thanks so much. That was a huge surprise, even just to get nominated and then going to Breakout West and the awards. And like, yeah, it was kind of nerve-wracking at the ceremony for sure, but it felt really good.
Yeah, so Instrumental Artist of the Year. You say you felt nervous, like having not kind of necessarily anticipated being nominated, but once you're in that kind of, you know, final five or whatever, does it just kind of create some pressure that you didn't anticipate?
Well, yeah, I suppose, like, it created inner pressure for sure.
Right.
Because, like, you know, I've always thought that we were, you know, I've already always had a lot of confidence in our music and our ability to, like, you know, play well and connect with the audience and put on a good show. But then, you know, like, more and more people start, like, looking, and you're like, oh, man, I guess we got to be good now, you know? Like, we got to be really good. you know, like, no more kid stuff, you know? So, and that's kind of what this show on Monday is about. Like, we're filming it as well, but it's like a 10-piece. It's like the full 10-piece that we've been recording with, a new album. And it's kind of like, the award was kind of like an exclamation mark, I guess, for me on the first phase of the band, like these first 2 years of growing and touring a lot. And now it's kind of like, okay, here's this award. That's great. Awesome. Now we're moving on to, like, you know, like bigger and better and, you know, kind of like becoming a grown-up band, so to speak.
So that's like the chapter break for Each Day a Different Sun. And now, like, the new chapter has a different title, things like that.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And it was good though.
What can you tell me about this 10-piece recording process? Like, I mean, first of all, like, was it something where the songs that you were writing just kind of exceeded what the previous lineup was? Or, like, you know, why did you kind of swell the ranks, and what is it about the music that calls for that?
With Each Day, like the first EP, I always wanted a bigger horn section. I just, it was just a 7-piece or a 6-piece on some songs, just out of necessity, I guess. And, like, you know, being a new band, kind of figuring out our sound. Like, I'm really happy with Each Day, A Different Sun. I thought it did really well, and it represented the band at that point. But a lot of the new arrangements and like the new songs, we're just better writers now, and we're having a lot more, you know, the core of Apollo Suns is bigger now. Like, for instance, the first album was like 2 or 3 writers, like myself and a couple of the other guys, and on the new album there's like 7 or 8 writers. You know, usually people like putting in certain parts of songs, or a couple of members coming with full arrangements for a 10-piece band of certain songs, and like counter melodies and different harmonies and more voices. So there's like less guitar solos, but more like trumpet, sax, like alto sax, berry, and tenor sax, and like a lot more different textures and dynamics. So it was intentional, and it was a lot of fun to record. Like, we did everything live off the floor with a couple of overdubs, and like adding some textures of like different synthesizers and getting some really fat bass tones out of stuff, and like, but that's kind of how that evolved, for sure.
So this, like, you know, growth in terms of the number of people doing songwriting, that's, I have to imagine, just come about organically as kind of the band gels, is that?
Yeah, like some songs, like, I would bring in a melody and like a loose chord progression and kind of like an idea of like, this is what I think it should sound like. And then, you know, we would, 5 or 6 of us would meet, and before the full band got there, and we would just like run some ideas down, talk about production of it, like who's to play here, what's going to happen. And yes, some of the songs were very organic, like that one I sent you was very much like me and Ethan, the drummer, wrote it, and then we brought it to the band, and then it kind of evolved organically through a couple of rehearsal and jam sessions. And then other songs came in, like our trumpet player wrote every horn line, every chord, every harmony, and then our producer was like, let's rearrange the parts because it doesn't sound right. And then it kind of like, some songs were way more like, this is what it is. And then we all loved it. And then other songs were like, I have an idea. Let's kind of flesh it out and jam a little bit. So, some things are organic and other things are very much like manufactured.
So, you guys were working on this at Paintbox.
Yeah.
Was there any rationale behind the decision to work there? And like, is it something where like you'd heard another person's record and you liked the sound of it, or like what kind of decision making went into that?
We recorded an Impossible Bond from the first album there as just kind of a one-off. Cause I've known Lloyd Peterson, who engineers and produces there. And, I've known him for a while. Me and his son and daughter, actually, like Madeline and Lucas Roger, are good friends of mine. Mm. So I've known Lloyd for years, and we did Impossible Bond there. It was great. He's very much like, you know, like, let's get the feel and like, let's get the tone and make everyone comfortable, and you guys will play better and I'll enjoy this session more, you know? So we had a really great experience recording that one song, and then when we were recording demos for this new albums, I guess. We went into Paintbox and just kind of ran some demos, and we had a great time. And then it just seemed right. Like he understood what we were going for. He knows when to push and pull with us, like as an engineer. And then we also had Keith Price producing as well. So Keith was really good at like pushing us when we needed it. And like, you know, giving us inspirational, motivational speeches and whatnot, you know, and like helping set the mood. We're looking at Stereo Bus as well, because I really like a lot of the albums that are coming out of there. But it just felt right to go with Paintbox and Lloyd. It's a really nice room. So.
You said Keith gave you inspirational speeches. What kind of, I mean, what are those like?
So... Typically, we would run a song like three times, and depending on how it went, so, like if we were sloppy or dragging or speeding up and, you know, just not getting the vibe right, Keith would come in, and there's this one song called Rosie, and it's a very fragile song. And that song came about because someone told me I couldn't write a soft song. Like, I think it was someone critiquing the first album, being like, you know, like these guys are so aggressive and like they're all about like energy and like how come they can't write a slow song? Like someone was like, I don't know, kind of, I took it as like a, well, I could definitely write a slow song and a nice pretty song. So we wrote this, I wrote a lot of the song called Rosie. And Keith came into the like live room and was like, hey, you know, like this isn't working out. So why don't you just guys picture that you're walking a loved one home at 3 a.m. and it's you're walking down Wolseley and it's nice fluffy snow falling and you know you guys are holding hands, maybe you have a hot chocolate and just very soft, and we're like okay, and then we just nailed the track after that, you know. So or he'd be like you know, this song's a party song and it's like midnight at the Goodwill and everyone's sweating and dancing and like you can smell see the sweat in the air and you just want to get everyone, you know, he'd come in with like these like, you know, picture this, you know, type thing. And then we would just have a good laugh and then usually nail the track after that.
So getting you in the right headspace.
Yeah. Yeah. He was very good at that. Very descriptive.
Right on. Now the show on Monday, you said you're filming it, and like, are you recording like the audio off of the mixing board, or just filming?
Yeah,
it, or?
Yeah, we're taking the audio and we're trying to source some like live cuts, but we're working with B&B to record the concert as well, like video, and we're debuting some new visuals. Kind of debuting the 10 piece. So just to source a few live cuts for video and audio as well, because we don't have very up to date video of like a lot like what the band is now. Like we have stuff from like 6 to 8 months ago, but having toured for about 2 months and then played a bunch of shows and traveled a bunch and all this, we're like, we need to update a little bit, you know, and give people a better representation of what we do. So
for sure.
And we just kind of wanted to make it a Monday night, nice early show. It's just us. We're going to be playing an extended set with a lot of the new songs in there, and just $5 cover, and kind of say, you know, thanks for a great year and help us fill up the Park Theater. And we're donating the proceeds to Clinic, which is a great resource, especially myself, like a lower income person. They're a great resource for like, you know, counseling and medical stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. So $5, all proceeds to Clinic. We're going to play Silver Gloves, which is the track you sent me over. Do you have an ETA on when the new record you anticipate kind of putting it out into the wild?
I think expecting this record for the last weekend of April would be a really good expectation for people.
All right.
And we will be making some announcements right away, and lots of tour dates coming up as well. So we're going to, come January, we're going to be pummeling people with all the good stuff.
Well, I will update my Google Calendar accordingly. Ed, thanks for taking some time, man, and best of luck with the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
press that black. Make a back up for yourself, see credits and need touch it. Now you so intrigued and you wear it as the fashion.
Oh, owner, oh my God, you get it all for me. Know that it's hard not to notice me. Taking you down, get it all for free. Only roll it if you with the team. Grace is beaming right up to my fro, yeah. All my people shining bright as see we glow, yeah. And our voices splattered on your radio, yeah.
I'm just a boy. face goes night day in the headlights. I walk in time in crooked lines. You flip the script, but I'm not off book yet. I guess that's what I get.
Toronto duo Moscow Apartment with their new single Orange. Before that, Fier with Awkward from the forthcoming album You Again. And we heard from Genesis Owusu, 18-year-old rapper, with his new single With the Team. And started that whole set off with Apollo Suns and Silver Gloves. That is from their unreleased material. But you can check them out Monday night at the Park Theater. $5. All goes to charity. Should be a great night. Turn into one of my favorite Australian labels, Hope Street Recordings. Leisure Centre have a new remix of You Don't Want to Be With Me. It's a single from their most recent LP. Horatio Luna taking the reins on this one. You're tuned in to 101.5 UMFM.
full of bad habits.
We'll be right back.
Baby.